my name is Joe Call, and I'm interviewing MW, and she is an immigrant from what hometown?
Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Argentina. How long did you live there?
I lived all my life.
When did you move to Connecticut? Or when did you immigrate into the U.S.?
We moved to the U.S. in October 1999.
Why did you decide to move to immigrate into the U.S.?
We were transferred, and we always were curious about living in another country. So then we got the offer to move to the U.S.
What does he do for a living?
He works in the leather business.
All right.
Yeah, so they import leather from Argentina and sell it here.
What is your profession?
I'm a speech pathologist.
Right. Could you briefly compare life in Buenos Aires to life in the U.S.? Like living there wise and...
Our experience is very different because we lived there in a very big city, and now we're in a small town. We live in Brookfield. So that would be the main difference. But
did it take time getting used to living in a more rural environment?
Yes, yes. That took a while. First, it was very nice because it was easy and you met a lot of people, the neighbors. But then, you know, it took time because we were used to walk everywhere or take public transportation. So that's something, it was harder, not having the sidewalks to walk. It's like you always had to take the car. That was hard.
Do you like it better now, or what would you prefer? Do you prefer the urban environment or the more suburban?
I like the city.
Yeah.
I like the city because it's more flexible. Yeah. You can do more things, and when I'm not so outdoor.
How was growing up in Buenos Aires compared to like how growing up would be here?
I would say the big difference is also we didn't go to a public school because until now public schools are not so good, so we went all to private schools, and I went all my from kindergarten to high school to German school, and that was the full day. So we finish at between 4 and 5 o'clock, from 8 o'clock in the morning. It was long. So we didn't have so much time to do things, and what we learned more, at least my parents were more into that, instead of doing sports, we learned languages. We always went after school to study English.
English was mostly, was the thing that stressed the most, was the subject that stressed the most?
Yeah, in my family, yeah. Other people, you know, they did more art, but in general, everybody goes to study English, too. Yeah.
You said that the public schools weren't so good. Why was that?
Because there's not much money.
Not much money, yeah.
The economy is usually, you know, very rocky, and there's not much money, and the teachers don't get paid really a lot. So schools, they're not so good.
Yeah. Being a teacher here, is there a style different, a style of teaching different, or is it?
Yes. Yeah, there's a style different. Yeah.
What's the classroom setting?
I don't think you have so much help in the class that people like here, and basically you work more with one level, and, you know, it's different. But I'm sure now it changed too.
Describe, like, family life, like how
Family is very tight over there. Like people get together once a week for sure. Like or it's very popular. We in Argentina there's a lot of Italian and Spanish immigrants, so they always get together for big lunches on Sunday. And the whole family gets together, and they're long. It's like one thing that is very different. You have a lunch or dinner, and then you sit for hours at the table. It's not that everybody gets up and goes. You sit and talk, and you know. And so we always also did that. We didn't have a fixed date, but we always met with the family. We got together with friends over the weekend a lot. And it's very social.
Yeah.
It's a very, yeah, people get together a lot.
Is there like is it like a stricter family, like morals and values placed more like family there than?
Family belongs
really,
together.
Really family oriented.
Yeah, family belongs together, and you usually try to have dinner together. It depends the schedule.
Yeah, right.
But even we came here when my kids were really young, 2 and 6. But even we were waiting for my husband to come from work, and he never came before 7:30 at night. But we waited to have dinner all together, and the kids were young.
What were some recreational activities that people did in Argentina?
Soccer.
Soccer, yeah.
Soccer is very big, very, very big, and kids play since they're, like here, since they're young, but then, you know, you hear soccer, you can hear or see a game almost every day. But then, you know, sports are big, and then what is very different, because in a city, you don't have, you don't have so much public parks to go and play, like the kids would be the soccer league. You go to, they call it clubs, and they're not country clubs. It's not, they don't have to be fancy. You have them, you have them very fancy, but you have very simple one, and people get together to do sports, to play tennis, to hockey, field hockey, what, you know. But those are communities that people get together or go on over the weekend. They go there.
Yeah. Is it odd? So it's not like it's taken as serious as it is in the U.S.?
No, and sports is, no.
It's more just fun.
It's more for fun. Yeah. People, like, we always see how even the kids train here, and everything is win, win, win.
Yeah.
Over there you want to win,
but
it's more recreation. Yeah, it's a different attitude.
What were your feelings towards the U.S. before you moved there or even thought of coming here?
I never thought seriously.
Yeah.
You know, we always said, oh, it would be nice to live somewhere else to have that experience. But for us, you know, we always looked up to the U.S., you know, how the U.S., it's a big country, it's a powerful country.
Yeah. Has your feelings changed at all since coming here?
No, it's still, yeah. It's like now you understand how things work better. And when you're there, you think everything is, in the U.S., is very organized and works well, and there's no bureaucracy. But once you're here, things, you know, you see the real.
My next question was, have you noticed, like, any negative aspects that you may not have, like, considered or seen before?
No, but it's like, you know, we always thought things were perfect here.
Yeah.
And it's not so.
It's not.
No.
Describe, like, your feelings of having to, like, pack up everything and move to a whole new country.
Oh, that was very hard.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we grew up there, so we have the whole family and a big group of friends. So that's basically the hard part, you know, because you know you're not going to see them. You're not going to see them so often.
Yeah.
And, you know. Roots are important, your history. You miss them a lot. We still, after so many years, we still miss them.
Was it hard to adapt to the American.
Culture. I would say, yeah. They are, maybe now we think of the dumb things, but the schedules, everything is, you know, you have dinner early, and then you go out where you used to, okay, you do everything what you have to do, and then go home and have dinner, and then you stay in. It's just,
When you first set foot onto American, you know, when you first got here, how did that feel?
Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were overwhelmed because, you know, there's a lot of different things you didn't know, and you have to start from zero. Even, you know, where you do your grocery, or, you know, where if the kids want to do activities or go to school, where do you send them to school, how things work. It's very overwhelming coming to a new country.
Did your family bring over any, like, Argentinian ways? Like, you know, just your, like, the way that you would live.
Yeah, we still do.
Yeah, you still.
Yeah.
You still,
yeah. Yeah, there are things, you know, of course we adapted, but we still eat home, eat late at night. And the way we invite our friends, it's like, it's more the Argentinian way, more, I don't know how to explain that,
When you first got, did you receive any, like, negative attitudes from?
No. We were very lucky, and we had, from my husband's work, there was a family kind of adopted us, and the woman showed me around. She took me everywhere what I needed, and people were very, very helpful.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What was the process to, like, in order for you to be able to come here?
That was long.
It was long.
Yeah. That was long because you have, you know, you have to get approved. And then the embassy, and then you have to have also a health checkup, and that took a while. I don't know all the details, but that, all the paperwork, because then we had to do over there, and the company here had to do too. So it took a long time.
So that was first done. Majority of it was done in Argentina.
Yeah, but the company here, they had to do things here. Yeah, and we had like a type of a visa that we could renew it once.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of things you have to do.
Yeah. You couldn't work because your husband had the visa?
Yes.
The working visa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yes.
How did you get your current job? Like, how did you come about getting...
Because they needed somebody bilingual for a program.
Yeah.
So I knew somebody working in the school, and they called me.
Yeah.
But through, people that knew. And I was always volunteering in the Danbury schools and in my kids' school. So,
No, that was after you... It was after you finally decided, like, that's when you got your green card, right? Like, you couldn't...
No, really... once I got my green card, I could work.
That's when you could work?
Yeah,
couldn't
I couldn't work with...
Then? Yeah.
No, like, once my husband, he had his working visa, and I couldn't. So I was volunteering in different places, but I never could work. After 6 years, I think. Around 5-6 years, we got the green card.
Yeah. And that's when you knew you were going to stay in America for good?
For a while.
Yeah, or
for a while. For us, we didn't make the decision to stay for good. I think we're going to stay, but it's like, we kept staying.
Do you visit back in Argentina at all?
Yes, we try to go every year.
Every year.
We're very lucky, that we can go every year, and if not, like, we also have family coming.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, we're very fortunate.
Are differences noticed between, like, your family to our, like, when you visit people, when you go to Argentina,
yeah.
like, did they notice anything that, like, changed in...
In us?
Yeah.
Maybe here you have to plan everything in advance, even to go to the theater. Yeah. Over there you decide the day before, let's go to the theater. So, you know, things like that, or when we go, we already are asking, okay, when it's winter vacation over, you know, over there, just to get the kids, not anymore, but to get them, to get organized so the cousin will have vacation. And they would know, and they looked at us like, you know, why do you have to know everything? Or, yeah, we're more organized. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's all I got. Do you have anything really else to say? Or?
No.
No, that's it. Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, my name is Joe Call, and it's about 20 of 3, and I am interviewing MW. And she is an immigrant from...
Argentina.
Argentina. What hometown?
Buenos Aires.
All right. How long have you lived there, or did you live there?
I lived there all my life, and in 1991, I moved me with my family to the United States. I was living in Brookfield, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. I guess, so what was it like growing up in Buenos Aires?
Buenos Aires is a big city.
Yeah.
It's like New York or even bigger. So you can't you should compare it with...
Yeah.
With the city, not a small town. That was, for me, the hardest part to get used to. I love where we are. It's very nice, but it's also very quiet.
Yeah.
So I grew up in a small neighborhood, and I went to a German school. So I went to school. That's the difference. I went to school morning and afternoon till 5 o'clock. I got there, but we had a good lunch. We had a break, and it wasn't only sandwiches. We had a good lunch. We had a hot meal, but not hamburgers or chicken nuggets. It was good meal, and then we had a long break, but we were at school till 4:15 or 5 o'clock. So what I did more, we were not too much into sports, but for my family it was important that we study English. So after school I went twice a week to a private, they call it institute, a small, I don't know how you call it here, but to study English.
Yeah.
So that's, and then I studied French too. So it was more important to study languages. Sports you do at school, or you do whatever you like, but it wasn't so competitive like what I see now, even with my children. The competition and the after school sports are huge, and over there I don't see that so much.
So those would be the major differences or similarities between here and there?
Growing up.
Yeah. All right. What were your feelings toward the U.S. when you were living in Buenos Aires?
No, we always were looking up to the U.S.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, if you look at the map, always Argentina's at the bottom of the Americas, so you're always looking up. That's why we all studied English too. I never thought I would move here, and we moved through my husband's job. He was transferred.
Yeah.
And that was hard because we were living with all our family and friends over there. So basically now it's my two kids, my husband and I. So that's also very different, and it's hard because you missed. It's very nice here, and we all work good, the kids are happy studying here, but you miss your family.
Yeah. Speaking of family, what was your family when, like, growing up, like living there?
I have only one brother.
One brother.
One brother, and then I had cousins. It's a small family.
Are they still over there?
My brother, he moved to England.
Oh,
yeah. So now it's only my mom.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But my family is also. they're originally from Germany.
Oh.
They left before the war.
Yeah.
And they went to Argentina.
So what were your feelings toward just having to pack up everything and move over here?
It was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard to leave everybody. It was mixed feelings because we were excited to start something new. But it was hard, too, to get used to a different culture.
Yeah.
There, like, I would say in the beginning, for us, my kids, my son was 2 and my daughter was 6. But Saturdays, we do all, in Argentina, you do the things you have to do in the morning, Saturday mornings, but then it's like you meet with friends, you meet with family. So here we were alone, and our day, we basically started going out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we noticed everybody's coming back, like something is wrong. We took the, I don't know if you understand what I want to say, but we were just in the house in the morning, and then left the house at 3 o'clock just to start running errands. And that's when everybody was going back home because it was winter and soon it was going to be dark. So that was different. And we had dinner always between 8 and 9, 9:30 at night. So here it's like...
just late.
That's late. So now we're having dinner at 7, 7:30, but never earlier.
How did you feel when you first set foot here? Just describe that whole day scenario.
It was overwhelming.
Yeah.
It was overwhelming trying to, you know, to find... We had a place to go because my husband came here before, so we rented something, but we had to wait and get all the paperwork done and get furniture or, you know, basic stuff. So, but we had really good neighbors and they helped us a lot.
Was there like a big process you had to go through when you first came in?
In Argentina we did that process. We were waiting, I don't remember exactly, but we didn't know when we were going to leave because of all the paperwork.
Yeah.
And we had to go and do a physical, and then we had to go, you know, through lawyers, do all the paperwork. So when we came, everything was done. Then we came here, and what we needed to do was a social security.
Yeah.
And at that point, the four of us, we got it. I couldn't work because my husband had the working visa. So I couldn't. I just could start working till when we had the green card.
When you got the green card.
But not before.
How long did it take to get that?
We didn't start right away because we thought we were going to go back. We didn't think we were going to stay so long. So I think it was after 5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years.
We got the green card.
That's when you fully knew that you were staying?
After 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
We had to take the green, like we have to, you get a visa.
Yeah.
You get there's different types of visa. So you can renew it once. And every visa was, or was it 2 years? I don't remember, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
But you can renew it once. So then it was like, okay, let's do the green card and we'll see. And we're still here.
Right.
Yeah, and that was, you know, 15 years ago.
Yeah. I don't really have that much more questions to ask.
Yeah, like we like to go back to Argentina,
yeah.
And we're very lucky that we go once a year.
Oh, you do? You
yeah,
visit
we visit back and they come and visit us too. So that's very nice. But, you know, my kids now, my daughter is in college, my son is a senior in high school. So, and they, I would say, they're very Americanized.
Yeah. All right. I guess that's all I got. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Right.
I hope it helps.
Thanks.